Minister, as you know, I represent the County Donegal. Huge numbers of workers who are resident in Derry and West Tyrone and Fermanagh work, pay their taxes, pay their social insurance in Donegal, make a major contribution to the economy of Donegal. They were left blown in the wind by yourself and your department. Absolutely disgraceful. They were told to go across the border into the north to receive, unfortunately because of partition from the British government, one third of what workers who are working by their side, paying the same taxes and social insurance, were in receipt of. This is an absolute disgrace. I think it's repugnant to the Good Friday Agreement. Now, let's talk about this pandemic unemployment payment. This is a scheme that is flexible, which is very welcome. It's for the self-employed, it's for full-time workers, it's for part-time workers. If you look at the website Border People, that everybody who works in the border, working in both directions, leans on for advice, they're clearly advised on that website that where you've been laid off, not on a full-time basis, as these workers have not been laid off on a full-time basis, on a temporary basis they've been laid off, that normally you're paid your unemployment benefits in the state you paid your taxes and social insurance in. That has been the practice. I argue that the practice that you and your department have stood over now for months is in defiance of European Union guidance. It is certainly repugnant to the Good Friday Agreement. So I ask you to respond now why you stand over this disgraceful practice.
That's no problem. So the COVID unemployment payment is payable to people resident in Ireland who lose their employment as a result of the COVID pandemic. And EU citizens do have the right to live and work in any EU country. A cross-border worker is called a frontier worker, is described where the person works on one side of the border but lives on the other and returns home at least once a week. And the position regarding frontier workers is that the pandemic unemployment payment is consistent with the rules of job seekers' benefit regarding the competent state. So under the current EU rules, the member state of the resident is competent for the payment of unemployment benefits in the case of wholly unemployed frontier workers. And so that means the competent state for a person living in Northern Ireland and working in Ireland who becomes wholly unemployed is Northern Ireland, and that person is not eligible for the pandemic unemployment payment. But I think it's important to note that recognising that that wasn't probably going to be something that was easy to bear by those people, we absolutely made sure that the wage subsidy scheme was introduced a week or 10 days after the PUP was, not only to maintain the links between the employer and the employee, but to take account of the people. And other people have made reference to other people that have been excluded because of the law of the pandemic payment, that the wage subsidy scheme was there to try and compensate and alleviate any concerns that were caused from that.
Just in response to that, as you just acknowledged, you've made it available to workers to avail of the temporary wage subsidy scheme. Now, just to say on that, as you well know, large numbers of employers had poor cash flow. People who are working in hospitality and a whole range of sectors had poor cash flow. So they laid off their workers, being aware that they could avail of a pandemic unemployment payment. One business person in Donegal told me this story. They had a chef working for them who for decades, had paid their taxes and social insurance. That person was left with no support from the state, but the young person who was washing dishes for weeks, just weeks, got €350 per week. How is that fair? How is that defensible? As you well know, there are multiples of workers who are benefiting from the pandemic unemployment payment rather than the wage subsidy scheme. It's a much higher uptake. So that's not in any way reasonable to use that as a defence. And how can you argue that you're in line with European rules not to pay out to workers who are resident in the north, not to pay them the pandemic unemployment payment, but to pay them through the wage subsidy scheme? How can you do it for one scheme and not for the other? You can't stand on for this.